A woman called Gwen Gorch, or Red Gwen, was terrorising our little town of Rhythlan. She lived in a cave on Moel Hiraddig, that is, Dyserth Mountain. While she remained on the mountain, she appeared to be harmless enough, but on her visits to Rhythlan on market day, she terrified everyone, young and old, man, woman and beast. Her face became red with hatred and rage, so everyone named her Gwen Gorch, with Corch being the Welsh word for red. I tell you, she caused chaos, heartbreak and misery. She often disguised herself as an animal, perhaps a hare one week, a greyhound the next, or even a harmless lamb, so that we would not recognise her on her way to town from her remote mountain hideaway. Eventually, when some of our children disappeared as a result of her mischief, we, the townspeople of Rhythlan, called a meeting in the town square and said, "Enough is enough." And so we begged Davith to do something about Gwen, because we knew he had a knowledge of witchcraft. And fair play to him, that's what he did. He spoke so severely to her that thankfully her ungodly antics stopped. She was afraid of Davith, because she realised that he, like her, had a knowledge of the black arts. We were so grateful for what Davith had done for us. However, we heard afterwards that Davith had had a price to pay, and had had to strike a bargain with Gwen. He had to agree to give his body, after death, to the Prince of Magicians, meaning the devil, whether he planned to have his body buried inside a church or outside in a churchyard. But Davith was cleverer and more cunning than Gwen Gorch gave him credit, so that when he died, he completely outwitted her. To evade the contract, but keeping to his bargain with Gwen, we heard he had secretly given instructions for a gap to be made in the north wall of Tremerchion Church, which happened to have very thick walls. From his time when he was said to be vicar there, Davith knew that the wall would be wide enough to hold his coffin, and there, it was rumoured, he was buried, that is, neither inside nor outside the church, but in the wall of the church.